Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Once was a sweet thing, baby. We held out a loving hand. Now I reach to kiss your lips. My touch don't mean a thing. And that's a ghost at me.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back, the late, great SRV. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check that out. And when you get to my website, be sure to subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. A lot of stuff there. Two columns. There's a poll question. There's a response. What we learned from the last poll question. And also the schedule, the upcoming schedule. Also, previous segments from the previous week that we thought were the most interesting of all of them. And put those back in there for either maybe you missed the week before. So check that out. And if you don't like what we give you, then just unsubscribe. I'll never know. So, folks, it's just you and me still. There's a little bit of breaking news along the lines of what I've been trying to warn you about now for a long time. I've really been warning people about this for over a decade, but I've been doing a lot more of it in the last 2 or 3 years. My book, The Third Ingredient, included a major warning about what's going on with big tech. The data miners, I call them, the big data. In the book, I call them big data. And so, folks, think about this. Big data has a lot of control right now. And I don't know if you've thought about it very much or not, but think about this. Do you have an iPhone, an Apple phone? You probably do, but you might have an Android phone. Which is Google operating, right? That's what I have. Other people in my organization have iPhones. So when it comes to having a phone, a mobile phone, how big a deal is that magic wand in your hand, right? I know people who retired and don't even have a computer. I know young people who don't even have a computer at home. They read books on their phone. So I know how big a deal that is. Think about what would happen to you today if you didn't have your phone. You don't. When you walk out of your house, you check your phone first and your wallet second. You check your phone first before you lock up and before you make sure you haven't locked your keys inside. Right? But think about this. There are literally two companies right now who could flip a switch and take your world down, take your mobile world down. They could do that. Apple and Google, those two could flip a switch and shut us all down. Now I know that you may think, well, that's crazy. You don't say that's going to happen. That's never going to happen. I'm not going to tell you it's going to happen. I'm telling you if they wanted to, they could. And I'm telling you that no company should have that kind of power. No single entity should have the power to do that. No entity has the ability to prevent you from driving on roads, right? They can't roll up the interstate. No company. Think about the different things. I mean, they. Anyway, you see my point. Look at social media. Regardless of what your politics are, you have to admit social media impacted the last election. For half of America, that was really bad. For the other half of America, you liked the result. But even if you liked the result, you have to admit that can't be a good thing. Because what if next election they turn that around and it's you? It's your votes. It's your political ideas that got clamped down on. You have to understand that these big tech companies, they're not Democrats or Republicans. They're not communists or capitalists. They're their own ism. They think of themselves as their own ism. They're not devoted to any one party or any one ism. They're only devoted to themselves. Now, and let's explain something else that happened. This is the breaking news. Amazon Web Service, AWS, shut down Parler after Apple and Google basically conspired to take Parler off of their platforms for their apps. For those two phones I was talking about, they didn't shut you and me down, but they shut Parler down. And then AWS, Amazon Web Service, took their website down overnight. Imagine GM putting Ford out of business on a Sunday night. Imagine that happening. That's what happened. Here's the breaking news. The man who was in charge of Amazon Web Service, who built it, who basically was the leader of that organization, when it took down a competitor, that man is now got promoted to the CEO. He's now the CEO of Amazon. So I encourage you to watch these things. These are dangerous things that are happening right now. It's big. It's more dangerous than Republicans or Democrats. It's almost more dangerous than our crisis with China. But we have to watch these things. As people, as Americans, we have to watch these things. And we have to find a way to neutralize this kind of power. It's not healthy for America's future for these people to have this kind of power. And this is the problem with digital leverage and without ethics. Quick break. I'm Jim Blessing. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.